There's no doubt the media landscape's changing, and we've been hearing terms like digital disruption for some time. That's led to concerns that Australian news media businesses are being shortchanged by digital giants like Google and Facebook when it comes to sharing their content and paying the appropriate price for it. Well, now the federal government says it'll force those companies to pay with a new mandatory code announced this morning. But will it work? Paul Fletcher is the Federal Communications Minister. We spoke earlier.
Broadly, what we want to see in every industry, including media, is vigorous competition, because competition is good for consumers. But we also want to see fair competition. You've got the global digital platforms, Facebook and Google, aggregating content, and then they attract eyeballs to that content. That in turn is helping them win more and more advertising revenue. The consequence is that the advertising funded part of our media sector, that's to say the commercial media companies, is under severe pressure, and we're seeing a threat to the continuation of public interest journalism.
And so remuneration then, remuneration's a key issue here, right? So ensuring that media businesses are paid for their content, and the code will require negotiating in good faith. But can I just ask, what does that mean? Because good faith seems like a very loosely defined term when it comes to negotiating with Google and Facebook for money.
What will happen is Australian media businesses will first register themselves as such with the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The Treasurer will make a determination in respect of the digital platforms that are subject to the code, and the government's indicated that will Google and Facebook will be the subject of such a determination. Then an Australian news media business will be able to notify Google or Facebook that it wants to bargain with them. There'll be 45 days for that to occur, and if a commercial deal can be struck, then that's all to the good. If a deal is not done, then there's compulsory arbitration, and the arbitrator will choose between essentially the proposal that's put forward by the news media business or the proposal that's put forward by the digital platform.
Okay, so let's say these negotiations do happen in good faith and we don't head down that avenue of arbitration. Are you actually confident that a code like this will protect the Australian media landscape? I mean, couldn't we risk a situation where these global platforms simply won't run content from these providers?
The government asked the ACCC to develop this draft mandatory code and to consider these very issues. And of course, this follows the ACCC doing its digital platforms inquiry, a very detailed exercise which reported last year and, amongst other things, looked at previous efforts by governments in other countries to try and get Google and Facebook to the table on these kinds of issues.
Google does say that the direct economic value it gets from news content is actually very small. It generated $10 million in revenue from clicks on ads generated against newswriter queries last year. I mean, that's nothing for a company like Google. Why are you so convinced that these companies will agree to pay more for this content when they don't really actually generate a whole lot of revenue from it?
Well, they would say that, wouldn't they? But what the code sets out is a process under which they're required by law to commence bargaining.
What are the repercussions if they don't pay?
It's subject to the provisions of the Competition and Consumer Act, and a breach of the Act exposes you to penalties. The maximum penalty can be 3 times the value the company receives from the breach, or 10% of the company's turnover in Australia. So there are very, very significant penalties under the Competition and Consumer Act if you don't comply with the requirements of the Act, which is why the ACCC has advised the government that the way to implement this code is to do it as a set of provisions that would be added to the Competition and Consumer Act. It'll have the force of law.
So, I mean, there's also the issue of public broadcasting. Now, the bargaining arrangements when it comes to paying for this content, they won't be available to public broadcasters. The ABC, for one, is under financial pressure at the moment, as you know. Why would public broadcasters be excluded from this?
Firstly, the non-remuneration aspects of the code, which are things like being notified of changes to algorithms that might affect the ranking of your content, those kinds of things will apply to ABC and SBS. But on the remuneration issue, the rationale is that the advertising-funded part of the media sector is under great pressure, and that's reducing the amount of public interest journalism. The funding for ABC and SBS has not been affected by the activities of Facebook and Google on the digital platform. So we're focusing this on the policy problem, which is the threat to the business models of Australian news media businesses.
But advertising aside, the taxpayer funds services like the ABC. So why wouldn't the taxpayer want to benefit from this arrangement? It's their dollars and cents going into the production of this news content. Why wouldn't the same remuneration arrangements be in place?
Well, again, because the public policy objective here is that commercial media businesses are under sustained pressure with revenue falling, fewer resources able to be dedicated to journalism. And one of the reasons for that is the competitive imbalance in the market for advertising. Now, ABC and SBS are not funded by advertising. Their funding is delivered by government based upon the public policy objective of having some voices in the media landscape that are government funded. So we've got a mixed media ecosystem. The threat that Google and Facebook are presenting is to one part of that ecosystem, the advertising funded part of it. And so that's the basis on which the draft code's been developed. The draft code is now out for public comment. It'll be open to ABC and SBS and indeed other stakeholders to make comments on that matter and plenty of others.
The Federal Communications Minister, Paul Fletcher.